broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for January the 9th in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we follow the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We're convinced the checks and balances wisely put in place by the founding fathers are brilliant. One of the great solutions to peacefully restore the republic. You see, we reject revolution, but stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. A quick recap of yesterday's show. We had our guest on, Mr. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. Joins us every Monday. He was on vacation and out for a couple of weeks, but he was back. We talked about an incredible book review he gave us. The book is called Off Balance, a memoir of this lady named Donique Moshanu, I think is how you say your name. Anyway, a very well-known Olympic gymnastics professional, and the story of her and her sister, and a very fascinating true story, by the way. Check that out if you get a moment. 2 years ago, a young man in Utah named Colton Barrett received the Gardasil HPV vaccine. At the age of 13, he became paralyzed from the neck down. The poor guy had nothing but complications ever since the deadly jab. And Colton Barrett died last week. There's a GoFundMe funeral expense account to help the family. What a horrible deal. Again, when they say vaccines are safe and effective, they lie. This is more proof. But the mainstream press, strangely silent on this, including Utah's press. And alternative vaccination websites, etc., talking about it in detail. Alan Phillips normally would be with us later today, but he had to check out for a conflicting appointment. But I'd like to get his take on this. This ought to go to the stars when it comes to the news. What a horrible scenario. Ron Paul column, we talked about political immorality and personal immorality. It's over at campaignforliberty.org, a great article about warfare and welfare and all that. And I threw into the war on drugs and the immoral Federal Reserve and the immoral education department. And wow, have we got a lot to talk about when it comes to immorality. But that's the reason we're having the troubles in America we're having. They're telling you it's $306, what, billion dollars of disaster. One of the greatest years of disasters ever. If we'd turn to God, this would, you know, largely reduce, folks. We could be at peace instead of war. Instead of having catastrophes and meltdowns everywhere, we could literally be blessed by the almighty author of our liberty. All right. Trump says Rand Paul's call to end all U.S. aid to Pakistan is a good idea. Boy, are they both spot on. Rand Paul and Donald Trump. Good for them. Mandalay Bay. We're talking about the hotel. I guess the Las Vegas shooter before the massacre had a lot of interactions with the hotel's staff that they now, months later, admit. Why didn't they tell us that at the time? Strange stuff. By the way, Lowell pointed out there was multiple shooters in that case. We believe that as well. But again, you can't trust your government. They lie, they lie, they lie. They literally go hostile against the citizenry. We'll get into that as the broadcast unfolds. There's an incredible change in the Bundy case, which we'll have all the details coming up in seconds. Will Ripple be bigger than Bitcoin? Some are saying yes. I warn about these digital fiat currencies. Beware, buyer, beware. Michael Wolff, he's the author of the book Fire and Fury. Inside the Trump White House, he literally admits he can't be sure that it's all even true. So what you got is a fiasco moneymaker, fake news going on everywhere against the Donald. Steve Bannon now apologizing to Trump and Trump's family, saying, wait a minute, things were taken out of context. I really meant Paul Manafort, and what went wrong there, I don't know. They say Steve Bannon's on the ropes. I don't really know what's going on. I just knew when you peddle fake news, it's very hard to know who's who and what's what and who's really said what and who meant what. And would love to interview Steve Bannon and get to the bottom of it all, but, you know, how do you get a hold of Steve, huh? Billionaire financier Tom Steyer hopes hand-delivering 535 copies of the fake news book, Fire and Fury, to the White House will help with the impeached Trump push. See, those folks with big money sure put their money where their mouth is, don't they? Wow. ABC's George's Stephanopoulos faces increased pressure now that Matt Lauer and Charlie Rose are off the morning show, so time will tell what happens with that. They're off the map, and poor old George Stephanopoulos. The revolving door, though, I mean, he was with, what, the Barack administration, and there's, you know, tidbits about George back in the Clinton days, and then all of a sudden he's in the big media, and he's, you know, what's that, Fox News, all in the center of it all. Fox is the friend of the Donald, supposedly. Very stable genius is what Trump says about himself. Trump drops nuke on health. Mental health critics. I don't know that you ought to be running around saying you're a very stable genius. That makes you kind of think, wow, why defend yourself like that? Why not let other people like me defend you, Donald? Because I would say, look, this lie about, you know, someone's health, someone's mental health stability and everything else, I would set that aside because it's very difficult. You know, the liberals think we're mentally ill and we think they're mentally ill, and that'll never end. And it's a very subjective discussion to have. However, let's point to the things Donald is doing right, shall we? I mean, for example, food stamp recipients are down 2 million under Donald Trump because there's more jobs, writes WND.com. Where is the news on this one? 2 million people or families, whatever you want, recipients less on food stamps now. That's great news. So call Donald mentally ill, but I'm going to point to the good things that he does, and I'm going to give him praise. I'm going to point to the bad things he does, and I'm going to express my concern, and I'm going to point out a better road or a better way forward. Donald's asking for $18 billion to fund the border wall in exchange for allowing hundreds of thousands of dreamers to stay in the country. I don't think that's a great idea, Donald. I know you want to build the wall, but you said you were going to get the funding from Mexico, not from the taxpayer. By the way, it's only a portion of the border wall, too. Jake Tapper melts down, throws his sucker in the dirt. Yeah, he went head-to-head with Stephen Miller of the Trump administration. And I guess Jake didn't like the way the interview was going, and he basically said this is a waste of time for my viewers, and he literally pulled the plug on the interview. Donald Trump responds on Twitter, because again, when they yank the plug, he who owns the media makes the rules, but then Donald fires back on Twitter, the only way he can get the word out, and Trump responded and said, Jake Tapper of fake news CNN just got destroyed in his interview with Stephen Miller. Watch the hate and unfairness of this CNN flunky. Wow, what a good deal from Donald, huh? Six-figure construction jobs going unfilled. They say we can't attract a younger worker like other professions do. Maybe the job is not sexy enough, they say. All right, I don't know what sexy has to do with a job. Nevertheless, six-figure construction jobs going unfilled. Maybe it's a situation where Americans don't really realize it. Maybe it's a situation where they're not paid enough. You can say six-figure incomes, but what do you have to do for that six-figure income? Do you have to be on the road all the time? Do you have to be away from your family? You know, what's the details there, huh? Illinois man stops sheltering homeless people in his basement after an order from the government. Yeah, the city says you can't help people. I think we ought to double down and use a GoFundMe account to use the private sector crowdfunding reality to help this guy out and provide love and kindness to the homeless. The more we do it, neighbor helping neighbor, the closer to the people the support really is in the private sector, true volunteerism, true charity, the better off we are, folks. All right, that's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. The award-winning show is available online at libertyroundtable.com to download, to listen to, 66 Ways from Sunday at your convenience. Hard-hitting. Widow's Might Talk Radio Network at your fingertips. LibertyNewsRadio.com. LibertyRoundtable.com. All right, Cliven Bundy released. Case dismissed, writes the Daily Caller. U.S. District Judge Gloria Navarro ruled on Monday that the case against Cliven Bundy would be dismissed with prejudice and ordered the rancher set free after the government withheld what they call exculpatory evidence in the case. In a blistering rebuke to the federal government, the judge dismissed all, I repeat, all charges against rancher Cliven Bundy, two of his sons, Ryan and Ammon Bundy, and Ryan Payne. What an incredible, incredible turn of events in this case. We prayed the judge would do the right thing. Larry Klayman of Freedom Watch literally reached out to the Trump administration and asked Jeff Sessions to look into this scandalous behavior by the government. And the judge literally doubles down and says the government is flat out of control on this one. Let's break that down in seconds. Kirk Crosby will join us. You are, of course, listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
In a blistering review and a rebuke to the government, the judge dismissed all charges against Cliven, Ryan, Ammon, Bundy's, and Ryan Payne. Literally, the government did so many despicable acts, it's beyond imagination. The judge documenting it and literally dismissing it all. Kurt, your thoughts? This is a huge win.
Well, I couldn't agree more, Sam. And, you know, these are the days you wish you had, 365 days a year. But you typically go about 364 to get one of these, I guess. But imagine coming out of the judge's mouth, the things you wish you could have heard pretty much 4 years ago. This thing started 2014 after the speedy trial, et cetera, or trials, I should say. Now we finally get a judge who sees the light. And you mentioned, in my opinion, some of the things that, encouraged her to see those things. One of them, big time, is Larry Klayman. And, of course, the continued efforts of the Bundys and all their supporters, whether it's a few things we've done, Sheriff Mack, I mean, so many have been involved in this, and, the new media taking center stage, I think, played a big role.
You got that right. All of us working together, us relentlessly covering it and forcing the truth to come out on this is key, no doubt. The Bundys standing strong for their beliefs and standing strong. Good attorneys like Larry Klayman of Freedom Watch and others doing a great job. It took all of us working together to make this happen. You know, Roger Stone and several other people speaking out boldly. Ted Nugent helping with this case. This is huge, and we did our very best on this one. And I'm just delighted that it happened. Now, there is still one negative, is that, you know what, when you lose 2 years of your life, you know, Clive and Bundy in jail for a long time, Ammon and Ryan Bundy both in jail for a long time, some of the other brothers in jail, and Ryan Payne and others in jail, Pete Santilli, many others for a long, long time. You know, it's hard for me to say they won even though they won, Kurt. Does that make any sense?
I couldn't agree more, and I feel like, at least in my opinion, that was one of the whole efforts by the Harry Reid crowd and others. Remember Harry Reid, big shot in the Senate at that time, and, you know, from the great state of Nevada as well. You know, it's almost like he had an ongoing feud, if you will, in this deal against the Bundys. And, you know, when you see, you read his statements, you see him where he called many of those individuals terrorists, and then said, hey, man, we'll teach you.
Yeah, imagine, Kurt, calling your constituents terrorists, and then the truth comes out, and it's the government that's the only ones guilty of some terrorist activity.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, but the amazing thing to me is, Sam, you know, I believe that, like, in the area where we are, there's going to be some coverage of this, but it'll be pretty small compared to the coverage of the earlier times and most of the people.
In other words, your point, know, when they were painting them as absolute extreme radicals and following the false narrative intentionally promoted by the government, then they covered it a ton. Now that the government's on the ropes and the people were doing good, honest, moral things, and the government lied, the government had snipers, the government faked evidence, the government did all these things, now you don't see a whole lot of coverage. You see, oh, man, the Bundys won. Too bad there was a couple of bad apples in the barrel, kind of an idea, and they kind of minimized the reality here. But so I think that these guys have lost 2 years of their lives. The problem at the heart of this is we don't have speedy trials in America, sad to say. And instead of trying them and having the juries say not guilty, they keep retrying them and playing games with different ways to you know, keep them front and center and harassed while denying them their most constitutional precious right to a speedy trial, due process of law opportunities. They deny them all that. Now that the government's been completely exposed, though, I hope these gentlemen go back and sue the socks off of the government, and I hope that they win a huge amount of money. At least if they've lost a couple of years of their lives, we can basically, not that I want the taxpayers to pay, but I do want justice done and this to be set up as a case that's like a light on the hill to say, let's never let this repeat. Let's never let this horrible reality of out-of-control government repeat in history. And I think that we can point to the Randy Weaver case as an example, the Branch Davidians as an example. This, again, is just as abusive. Poor Finicum. Lavoie Finicum lost his life. I hope his wife sues the socks off of the government. The government lied about that one, too. And I hope we really have accountability here. I'm glad they won. I'm glad they're free. I'm glad we got the truth, because we've been telling you this truth for the last 2 years. And the mainstream press just mocked us and laughed at us and told you how crazy and extremist we are, and we're nothing but conspiracy theorists and all this stuff. Now the truth is, the only one guilty of a conspiracy is your federal, belligerent, out-of-control government. It's been documented by the judge, documented by dismissal after dismissal by juries, and by the violation of rights and due process to the nth degree. The government literally faking evidence and lying and cheating and deceiving and browbeating and intimidating. And I hope we really have enough of these guys decide we're not going to take that. We're going to sue back, because I really want accountability here. And I really want to push to the next level that, hey, is uranium at the center of this, where Hillary Clinton literally sold 20% of our uranium, tied up with the same land where the Bundy, you know, battle took place? Was that just a distraction? Were they used as pawns in this ever globalistic scheme a greater conspiracy than you could possibly imagine. Even Donald Trump has pointed to this one. Are we going to get to the bottom of that? Are these guys going to have due process and justice? Are we going to have accountability to where this never happens again? I just hope we haven't seen the last of this, Kurt.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, Sam, when you look at so much that has happened, whether it's the abuses that have happened throughout the West to the American rancher, and we talked a little about them yesterday, you know, the Haig family, and, you know, there's so many ongoing battles, you know, with, there's just so many rights or wrongs to be righted.
Amen to that. Now, the judge talks about the blister, you know, the mainstream press tells you about the blistering rebuke to the federal government that Judge Navarro gave. I appreciate that. But unless there's teeth behind that, unless there's accountability for their criminal activity, like there needs to be, it means nothing, Kurt. So we got to push for these government officials who did this. We need to get names and places and people and things and prosecute to the fullest extent of the law here.
Well, and it's so true, you know, like you talked about the lawsuits. Typically what ends up happening is the government shells out, but the individuals are not really held accountable. And it's one of the reasons why I think they don't really worry that much about their actions. That's why we ought to change that, in my opinion.
I'd like somebody in the budgetary realities to do an analysis. How much money did it cost the taxpayers for the federal government to lie and cheat and steal and cover up and fake evidence and create this deceptive, belligerent, unconstitutional vitriol against all these people, Ammon and Ryan and Cliven and the Bundys and the Ryan Paynes and, you know, there's several other people, Pete Santilli and others. How much money did the government spend on this false witch hunt? This attack, this violation of rights and due process and speedy trial, how much money did the government spend on this whole fiasco, Kurt?
Well, and then what's the...
Let me tell you why I asked that, because the government literally tried to tell you, oh, look how much money the Bundys are costing the taxpayer, and look how much this, and look how much that. Now turnabout's fair play, Kurt.
Well, and that's just the cost in dollars. What about the... husbands and fathers being held away from their families for literally years while the government basically goes after in witch hunt fashion to try to get their pound of flesh, or in this case, the mini pound of flesh. And then the losses of our freedoms are guaranteed, supposed to be, by our Constitution.
Amen to that. Now, our buddy Ken called in and put a donation of $50 in and asked folks to match him. And he mentioned our coverage of the Cliven Bundy case. There you go, Ken, a whole half hour on it. Last point on this, we disagreed with the Bundys when they went into the Malheur Wildlife Refuge, and we still disagree with that move. Nevertheless, we agree with them on that their rights have been violated, the government's out of control, and the land needs to be returned to the states.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, Sam and Kurt back with you live. So I want to make one point clear. Just because I thought that it was a mistake for Ammon and the Bundys to take over the Malheur Wildlife Refuge, or to whatever you want to say, occupy it, whatever debate we want to have about that. Just because I think that was a mistake and not a wise move, I believe it just added fuel to the fire. It literally caved into the provocateurs. There was government agent provocateurs from the FBI and elsewhere literally trying to talk them into doing that to give some pretext to the federal government. So as out of control as the federal government is, I don't really think that was a wise move by the Bundys. Nevertheless, just because we disagree with a given action that somebody may take, that doesn't mean that we don't stand with them on the principles. The fact is, the government made up evidence. That's illegal and wrong. There ought to be accountability. The federal government literally lied. That's wrong, and there needs to be accountability. The federal government planted provocateurs. This probably wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for those government-placed provocateurs in the first place. We can go on and on and on, and we stand with the Bundys on the rights to land and the out-of-control behavior of the federal government. We stand with the Bundys on the reality of a speedy trial, the reality of the due process of law. We stand with the Bundys completely on that. So just because we differ with a little tidbit here or there, let's not get all sideways on those differences. We all have a right to our opinion. Some people believe it was wise and necessary and led by God. Others believe that it was a mistake, and I happen to be in the latter camp on this. That doesn't mean that I'm against the Bundys, and it doesn't mean I won't do everything that I possibly can to help them. We've tried to help the Bundys from the very beginning. We were literally live there at the peaceful rally with Ammon Bundy that started this whole thing. And we stand by that peaceful rally to free the Hammonds. And that's one thing we can't lose sight of this whole debate is, hey, where's the focus on the Hammonds now? Are we going to push hard saying, look, this whole thing started because we believe the Hammonds were being wronged and dishonestly dealt with by the federal government too? Can we launch a lawsuit now? What about Stephen and Dwight Hammond, who have been in jail, literally called terrorists by their government, for ranching? Is there going to be accountability there? Are we going to turn this back to the real cause in the first place? I sure pray we do and hope that that becomes the focal point now. Kurt, any thoughts on that? That was the whole cause in the beginning.
Well, that's a great point, Sam. And, you know, it's true we were there at that time and that the Hammonds were under siege. They had tremendous support from people as they came out to try to petition the government to redress those grievances, if you will. And then you have, when you really look at it, so many wrongs that have been put in place. And I feel like one of the key things is that you have the Bundys who felt just like the Hammonds, just like the Hagues, just like the Finnecombs, and so many others, they felt violated and or under attack, under siege, if you will, from their own government.
And here's the problem with this whole discussion, Kurt. You know, when we say these things, people say, oh, Sam, you're kind of a bridge too far on this one. You know, the Bundys are bad guys or this or that, because people believe what the mainstream press says. Now, Donald Trump's in the news for the last year. They haven't had a good thing to say about the Donald. I mean, look, he's going to wreck the country. He's going to wreck the economy. He's unstable. He's probably going to press the nuclear button and get us into a crazy world war. I mean, the guy's just unhinged. And they just panicked and lied and deceived and manipulated. Wow. Now, folks over at WorldNet Daily have put together the big list of 173 Trump accomplishments in 354 days. You started out talking about the Bundys and what can happen in a year, right? Well, 354 days documents what Donald Trump has done. And literally, WND.com, the only news service to do so that I know of, talking about the 173 incredible accomplishments of Donald. So even if you don't like Donald, even if you didn't vote for Donald, no matter what you believe, are we going to give credit when credit's due? Are we going to look at it in the real sense and defend what's right and reject what's wrong every time, or aren't we? And I submit to you that in the Bundy case, the government was out of control and wrong, and there needs to be accountability. When it comes to the Donald Trump, the mainstream press in bed with the swamp, they haven't been treating Donald fair either, Kurt. And now you kind of wonder, how much of what Donald says is true? How much are they? Are you paranoid if they're really out to get you, Kurt? And that's kind of what we're dealing with here, right?
Well, it certainly is, Sam. And, look at where we are and what has happened. And most people, as you said, are unaware. They're just not given the full information because, hey, the media is biased. You know, we admit readily our biases. We're going to tell you that we're pro-God, family, and country. They, on the other hand, typically will act as if they're, we're just right here, just reporting the news as we see it. And yet, nothing could be further from the truth, Sam.
Well, there you go. One of the things that I really want to express gratitude, though, for is Ken came on the radio with us yesterday. He said, I'm putting in $50. I wish I could put in more. He said, I wanted to put in $25, but I'm going to double my own efforts and put in $50, and I want people to match my donation. And that was a lay down the gauntlet, if you will. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. Donate today, would you please? Some say, Sam, you're just begging for money. And my response is no. We just want a grassroots channel that doesn't depend on big pharma advertising, that doesn't depend on government advertising. In fact, we just got somebody reaching out to want to be an advertiser for us yesterday, and we won't do it. Because what they want to do is they want to mock the president in their advertising, and we're not interested in that. We didn't mock Barack Obama or any of these other presidents in our advertising either. They wanted to promote things that we just disagree with. And so, you know, the advertiser plan is very hard to accomplish. You get advertisers and pretty soon your enemies will just attack your advertisers. Then your advertisers will panic and they'll run. That's what happens. And so we, you know, don't have the money to fund it ourselves. I've only got so much time and so much money that I can put into it. But make no mistake, I don't make money in radio. I might get a little bit of money for my time over the long haul, but overall, radio costs me more money than it pays me. But we believe in this cause, the new media taking center stage. We believe in this cause of promoting God, family, and country, and protecting life, liberty, and property. We believe in news the networks refuse to use. We believe in the Widow's Mite Radio Network. We believe in all that we're doing. Well, anyway, I commend Ken, but some other people contacted us, Kurt, and we've been working with for quite some time. They delivered big as well and helped us with some funding. I don't want to name names because I don't know that they want that done. Nevertheless, they know who they are, and we're grateful indeed. And there are some people that are putting their money where their mouth is, and boy, does it ease the burden when they do so, Kurt.
Well, I couldn't agree more, and it's also encouraging you know, when you look at you look back at the founding fathers, and in those days, a small group, you know, I mean, it was certainly been nice for those people to feel like, hey, the majority of the American people were on their side, but it was a small group of folks that worked tirelessly in the cause of liberty and freedom, and we see the same things these days, but we're certainly grateful for people's efforts, whether they, you know, it doesn't matter where they're working, you know, our hats are off to them, and we present this medium, if you will, in a way that we hope to expand their efforts, and you know, in, I guess you could say, as a kind of a team as a whole, or a, just a complete effort, a way to move everything forward, God, family, and country, and the improvement in all our lives are here in America as well as the world.
Amen to that. You know, it's kind of interesting. A lot of people have been critical of me, Kurt. They're like, you know, I don't know why you're not on YouTube. I don't know why you're not on Facebook and Twitter more, and I don't know why you don't do some of those things. And I've just kind of said, because I believe we need to build our own institutions. We need to, you know, I don't want to, you know, build a big old, you know, YouTube following and get a bunch of advertisers on YouTube to promote it, and then all of a sudden, hey, have half my finances chopped off when Google decides to, you know, plot against me in bed with the government to, you know, shut down our agenda. And people used to kind of laugh at me and say, oh, Sam, you're just too conspiratorial and all that kind of stuff. Believe it or not, an article just came out in Radio World where this guy who owns one of the longest running small independent private radio stations in the nation. And he basically wrote, and he said, you know, all these guys are jumping to Facebook and Twitter and Google and all these places, YouTube and whatever, to promote their goods. It's a mistake. All they're doing is procuring their followers so that they can be, you know, focused on and marketed to, and it really is not good for the small guy in the long run, because what happens is they just basically take your whole list of followers and use it against you and market to it and eventually steal your list from you. Well, Kurt, I'd like to just tell you that I've been doing my best to grow this radio network by building our own institutions, by not falling for that trap. But I want to thank everyone who has donated, and if you haven't done so yet, please encourage you to do so. A lot of hands make heavy work light, ladies and gentlemen. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. Let's highlight one of Donald's successes, shall we?
In a beer commercial, everyone's happy and they're jumping around and or whatever.
The thing is they not only have appealing activities, they have appealing people on there too. You know, you see beer commercials and it's done with natural water and it's cold brewed or heat pasteurized and all that kind of stuff. They make it sound more like a health food almost, but they never show the hangovers or alcoholism or anything like that.
And then in reality, you're happy and then you're vomiting in the bathroom. And then you're waking up sick the next morning with a really bad headache.
Any person that says that beer is merely for recreational use is stupid, because it's a form of alcohol.
They just want your money. It's the people that sell the product that are getting the most out of it, not the people that use it.
That's exactly what they're doing. They're all sell our beer, and it doesn't matter what it takes, just sell it.
No, they're not honest messages. They don't show the flip side of it, the results of alcohol.
A public service message from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free Vigor Score test today.
promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
So there's a Thank Trump campaign, and there's a huge list at WND.com. The big list of 173 Trump accomplishments in 354 days, just less than a year. And, Kurt, do you want to mention anything on that list before we get to, in my opinion, one of the biggest pieces that's being underreported right now?
Well, I guess if you were to kind of sum it up, for me, one of the biggest ones is simply the idea that, if I remember right, it's an executive order that says anytime there was any new legislation or new regulation, then there must be two gone. And, you know, we've been calling for that for years, and we're literally seeing that happen. You know, you could pretty much say, man, freedom is breaking out all over. And, you know, that, I guess you could say, I mean, there's a number of issues to do with, for example, abortion and all these other things.
Yeah, there's a lot of pro-life elements to this as well that are not reported, really.
That's exactly right. But it's so important that we, you know, I guess you could say continue the push. You know, we certainly don't want to just stop here. I mean, when the enemy's on the run, you know, you got to continue forward. And we hope this that we'll all do that to restore those freedoms that have been lost, those precious freedoms. And there's so many of them.
Now, tax reform is another big key where they've lowered some taxes. Now, a lot of people are debating its value, but all I can tell you is the enemies come out that hostile against it. You know there's value there. The proof is in the pudding. You see companies left and right offering bonuses to their employees. And you know, that money that's being taken out of the hands of government and put in the hands of corporations is literally trickling down economics like Reagan talked about. You know, the money is literally going into the hands of the people in many ways. That's a huge effort. One of the big components to that, too, is the rejection of the health care mandate where you got to have health care, you're going to get fined. That piece was disassembled. That's one primarily overlooked piece. But there's another one because Trump deals another blow to Obamacare. Stories written by Art Moore of WND.com. This one's critical, too. Rand Paul helping out Donald Trump on this one. This one hardly getting any coverage at all, Kurt.
Well, yeah, once again, big surprise, right? But what you've got is you've got, you know, this deal where governments are not, they're going to leave the private sector alone and allow for, well, I guess you could say it's competition between the states. Apparently, in the past, you know, so many of us are just unaware of how these government rules go and that kind of thing. But in the past, if one state had a certain, you know, insurance system up or whatever, and you know, you were getting kind of the raw end of the deal in your state, your brother told you about it was so much better in his state, you couldn't really, you know, purchase that way simply because of some out of control regulation. Well, at least now those are basically going away. Is that the way you understand?
Yeah, so just to make it clear then, the idea is that Donald put in the Federal Register this idea that, hey, you would be allowed to purchase your insurance across state lines in these small business groups could bundle together and get, you know, better health insurance rates and things like that. And when you literally reject the Obamacare mandate and then you literally let people buy insurance across state lines and in small business co-ops, if you will, this is something Rand Paul's talked about for a long time. Donald Trump's aboard. They worked together to accomplish this. This is huge, Kurt, for freedom. Now, I wish they had a lot more done a lot faster. I get it. But I'm telling you, they've made some very key changes that are being overlooked by the mainstream press that people need to be aware of. This is huge good news, Kurt. And we cannot pretend it's not. It's great news. It's fantastic news. And it needs to be highlighted. And this is why Liberty Roundtable, in my opinion, Liberty News Radio, why we believe you should fund us. Because we're bringing these details to you. I don't know who else is. I mean, you might see a little tidbit here or there on Twitter. You might see a press release from this person, that person. You might see some news over here at WND. They do a great job, or Russia Today, or The Blaze. But we bring all this together in the roundtable. We bring all this together on the radio to where you can just listen while you're on your way to work or on your way home or on your lunch break or whenever you want to. And I'm telling you, if you believe that's worthy of your support, then LibertyRoundtable.com, donate today. LibertyNewsRadio.com, fund us immediately. But this, in my opinion, is a huge blow. Another blow, which, you know, really documents the first blow, too. And so that's fantastic news. All right. Jesse Lee Peterson, one of our well-known talk show hosts. We give him 3 hours a day. He's a black religious leader. He really promotes the idea that there is no such thing as racism. There's hatred by evil people, but there's no such thing as racism. And he points out headline, Sanctuary for Illegals Becomes Black's Worst Nightmare. Jesse Lee Peterson, Kurt.
Well, and he's such a great example of somebody we've been pushing and promoting for years. You know, we don't really care about the color of an individual's skin. We care about their character. And Jesse Lee Peterson, along with Ben Carson, you know, so many others are people that we feel like you ought to emulate, you ought to promote. And yet the mainstream media, they're going to push forward their standard ones, the Jesse Jacksons, the ones that just basically...
Yeah, we all like Jesse. It just depends on the last name, huh, Kurt?
Yeah, good point.
So what is this primary push of this article then, where Jesse Lee says, hey, Sanctuary for Illegals becomes Nightmare for Blacks?
Well, because it becomes a nightmare for everybody. And he's simply saying when you got illegal activity, it doesn't matter what kind it is exactly, it makes, well... the rules are gone, and there is no way to win that kind of a deal. In fact, you know, these illegal immigrants given in these sanctuary cities and now these sanctuary states like California, how do you compete with that?
Well, and that's kind of why he focuses on the black population, because a lot of these entry level and
that's right.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say blue collar jobs, but a lot of these jobs, it's what the black, you know, American citizens and illegals fight over these entry level or some of these jobs. And that's why it's affecting the blacks more than the rest of us. It's not a racial statement as much as it is a statement about, hey, you know, why are we pitting these Americans against each other? What it really needs to be a discussion about illegal versus legal, not a race discussion.
That's exactly.
And I think that's the thrust of his point, is that, look, you know, you want to sideline blacks, then you want to promote illegal activity, and then you want to, if we bring it up, we're the racists. The issue is illegal versus legal, not black versus Hispanic versus white or whatever else. And the fact is, hey, these sanctuary for illegals, letting them keep the jobs is a nightmare for blacks who depend on a lot of these entry jobs. You could add women to that list, too. We could go on and on and on. But the problem is they'll just make it more and more and more divisive the more we do. Anyway, we commend Jesse Lee Peterson. He's spot on the point. He's the guy that says we need fathers in the home. If we want to fix the problems in America, it starts with bringing dad back in the home and having government not become the I don't know what you want to call it, government patriarch in the home or whatever. We need to bring dads back. We need to have fully functioning families. He's the guy that literally says, look, there's no such thing as racism.
But Sam, you know, and that's one of the main reasons they want to completely just leave him to the side. Fathers are under siege, good fathers I'm talking about. They're under siege simply because it's a way to completely, you know, to wreck what God has put together, the family. The natural family, and when you take that father out of there and you replace him with the government and the handouts and all that kind of thing, you know, you just, well, you look at what's happened in so many of our cities and towns. And
amen to that.
Especially the inner cities.
By the way, if you want to listen to Jesse Lee Peterson, he appears on LibertyNewsRadio.com. every day, 3-hour talk show, incredible talk show. He brings it to them, folks, in a big way. And we commend Jesse Lee Peterson for his stand. And we're delighted to stand with a gentleman that believes in God, family, and country, as we do. All right, Justice Department looking into Hillary Clinton emails again. Kurt, do you have all warm and fuzzies now?
Well, I certainly would love to say now we're finally going to get to the bottom of it. But I have my doubts, but all I can
Yeah, you might be dreaming, huh, Kurt? You might become one of those dreamers, you know?
Dreamers, yeah. But it certainly is worth the effort, you know, to promote the cause of justice and freedom and liberty here in America.
We only want one thing on this case,
everybody.
Kurt.
What's that, honest?
The facts and accountability. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I mean,
I guess that's two things.
Yeah, very good.
We want the truth or honesty. We want accountability. Anyway, so I hope that, you know, reality check is there. Last story before the end of the hour, Greg Crumbles writes, election law expert, quote, feds do have rights to state voter laws and records. What do you say to that, Kurt?
Well, you know, see, this is one of those deals where they're going to, some will say, look, what about states' rights? Well, here's the problem, at least to me. If you have literal vote fraud going on and being promoted by election officials or government officials, it can affect literally other states because of what certain states do. You know, if we weren't talking about voting nationally or whatever, then that'd just be a local issue. But that's why you have the federal government to perform its role. And wouldn't it be nice if they'd actually do it?
Well, all I can tell you is this. If it's a national election, I don't see how the national folks can't be involved in getting to the bottom of honesty. Let's just make it that simple. If it's a national election, why can't the national folks get involved in making sure that it's honest and transparent? That's what we're talking about. Anyway, great job for Greg Crumbles writing that piece and laying out the truth. We bring it to you, ladies and gentlemen, as a service of Liberty Roundtable Live, libertynewsradio.com. Donate today and get involved. We need your support in every way to grow our presence as the new media takes center stage. We declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. The only question left is, will you help? This nation shall endure. Hey, thanks.